Listen. This is the actual sounds of Los Angeles. Airplanes. Work being done. I'm surprised you don't hear some sirens. Today's Wingman Chronicles, we're going to talk about what happened to PNP Rock. Strap on your goddamn chin straps. Nigga, let's get it. All right, welcome to the Wingman Chronicles podcast here on Anchor. Yes. Over here, you know, we deliver this like dominoes, because your motherfucking mama knows. And there is a war going on outside. Yeah. So, PNP Rock got motherfucking smoked in a robbery attempt at the Roscoe and Chicken and Waffles on Manchester and Maine on the east side. My question is, why in the fuck? If you got a relative out here, I told y'all niggas, y'all need to get me as your tour guide and shit, you know what I'm saying? We would have kept you west of La Brea. You would have moved in Cali with impunity and safety if you was fucking with your dog MK Specs. If we going to a Roscoe's, you're fiending for some chicken. Nigga, we could have went to the crib and I would have cooked some chicken. Would have cooked that shit better than Roscoe's. We going to point out the things I really think that was wrong with this whole situation. And we're going to start with that. Why in the fuck are we going to the Roscoe and Chicken on the east side? Are we going to go see Spider Loke and Nina Boy? We're going on the east side, man. There's a difference between the west side and the east side. The east side is a little bit more dirtier, a little bit more rough and tough. I'm not saying that west side ain't active, but that east side, nigga. It's the reason why the housing market is cheaper on the east side, nigga. You can look at the street and tell you on the east side. And what's the east side? Well, the 110 freeway is the numerator dominator. It's the division, the divide between west and east in Los Angeles. So my question again is, if you ain't got a tour guide, you got a relative, he was out there with his girl, why did they Google Maps that Roscoe Chicken and Waffles? Why, when they Googled it to get some chicken, they wanted to sit down and eat there? Why? You should have got that shit to go, bro. Should have made that phone order. Let me educate y'all. When you come to Los Angeles and you want some Roscoe's and chicken and waffles, nigga, I have had a nigga try to kill me over there, nigga. Verbally, I got caught up. I was fucking with his baby mama and shit. He was locked up and shit. The sister was hating. The sister called that nigga. She came out. She said, "Hey, nigga, I got you, nigga." That bitch turned white on a nigga. She turned white. I ain't talking about European. Nigga, she turned white. Casper the Phillies. No, she knew that was a uh-oh, nigga. That nigga gonna kill both of us. Yeah, at the time I was messing with, you know, some of these women, they be having drug lords. Look, I'm trying to tell you, nigga, some of these women, nigga, they boyfriends be the drug lords. They trying to tell you. They try to tell you that they like the gangster, the drug dealer. And when it's your time to be with her and shit, them the problems that you gotta deal with, nigga. So I know. I seen a clip brother. He was in there with his family. He said they before he got a chance to really get up in them goddamn chickens and mix that syrup up with them waffles and shit, niggas came in there and was like, nigga, give me the loot, give me the loot, give me the loot, give me the loot, give me that shit. And it seems to be some resistance. The brother said, you know, seemed to be resistance like it was a standoff and shit. And them niggas is like, nigga, give me the loot, give me the loot. Give it up fast, quick and not slow. Give it up, nigga. Now, here's a problem with this situation. I'm not saying that you can't wear a fucking jewelry, enough jewelry as a house around your neck. Look, I'm watching the news. They got the Roscoe's right here. There's Roscoe's. It's like a murder burger, nigga. There's some places in Los Angeles that you be like, nah, 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 nah. Yeah. That Master Burger, any Master Burger or Murder Burgers or Monster Burgers, anything with a burger on the corner, right, is a motherfucking goddamn, you be a target. You better get a phone order, nigga. Get you a phone order. Don't fuck around with your life and shit. You want to try out the good cuisine, you got to do it safely in California. Nigga, I know. Right? You can't be out here with all that fucking house around your neck, man. These motherfuckers is broke out here, man. They will, nigga, spend that, nigga, get you, nigga, go to Red Lobster, bring the whole family, trick that shit off and look for another rapper. Now, you know, I've been jacked. I've been in hostage situations. I've been in some motherfucking serious shit. Nigga, I know what it's like to have niggas remove your fucking gold off your neck. Nigga was not about to fight 27 niggas. Niggas, we ain't doing that, nigga. We threw up the L. We threw the L up. We threw the L. LL Cool J, Hammer, Too Legit to Quit. We threw the L up, man. And we're here today because a nigga throwing up the L. It could have went a whole lot worse. Let me tell you some shit about rolling around here in California, nigga. I'm a square nigga. I ain't no gangster nigga, but I've had guns drawn on me. My co-host, the Breezer, nigga, man, assassination attempt. He don't gang, man. That's fucked up. I'm gonna get my nigga on here. That shit's traumatic. So we have a therapy where we tell, you know, y'all, the viewers and the listener, right? These tragic LA things that can happen to you. Yeah. It's palm trees and southern good weather. Yeah. Yeah. But a nigga will put your fucking hair on flat by mistaken identity. All type of shit. Woke up this morning gang banging, set tripping on the bacon and the grits, nigga. It's I'm gonna fuck with you day. And you ain't a Los Angelino if you ain't got banged on, nigga. You ain't a Los Angelino. Boy, getting banged on, boy, I have you so mad and shit. You got a family, you gonna be pissed off. You gonna be pissed off. You gonna take you some boxing classes and shit, nigga. That's hey, I took them Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu classes, nigga. I got tired, nigga. Niggas up here talking about you throw them hands and shit. Yeah, you got to do a little bit more than throw them hands, nigga. You got to go crazy on a nigga. Pick something up. Now, like I said before, you blinging, you got a house around your neck, right? I ain't saying I do it, but niggas will take your motherfucking shit and exchange you for your life. It's like, do you want to die today? They funny style. They catch you. They didn't give a fuck if you had your woman there. They didn't show you no respect. They didn't give a fuck about that, nigga. Give me the loot. Give me the loot. Or a nigga gonna shoot. Yeah, for real, nigga. Them politics in California. And I'm gonna tell you something. I take these California politics wherever I go and shit, man. If I'm going somewhere, and like, let's say if I'm going to New York, I need a tour guide, nigga. I need a family member. If I'm going down south, I need a family member, nigga. Nigga, when my out of town of family people come, nigga, and they come to LA, I be like, whoa, hold up. I let you know. Better stay away from all that red and all that blue. You ain't ready for that. You ain't ready to be rocking that. You ain't ready for the consequences. You know what I'm saying? You could look like a square and these niggas gonna bang on you. So you got on some red and some blue. They be like, oh, nigga. Especially if it's I'm gonna fuck with a nigga day. It's your day and shit. Your number? Nigga. Look, it's on the news right now. We got Eric Spillman on the scene. Broadway and Manchester. Manchester is getting famous. Rapper PD. Oh, PNB. See, they be spelling the nigga name wrong. PNB and shit. Rock killed in a robbery and shit. Yeah, it was. Give me the loot. Give me the loot. And they got a couple of candles out. They got it. That's Los Angeles. They got a couple of candles out. They ain't showing that dude no goddamn respect. Oh, look, we got a person up here. He said, "What's going on?" Man, he just looked like a regular nigga. Like a regular nigga. And that's why, nigga, he looked like a regular square nigga. That's why, nigga, they was like, "Give me the loot, give me the loot." They was like, nigga. They didn't think he had some manhood in him. He said, nigga, I don't want to. Damn, nigga, this nigga got a bad shorty, nigga. Woo, nigga. That's fucked up, man. Yeah, man. When you come to Cali, man, just stay west of La Brea, man. Future references. You want some Roscoe's chicken and waffles? Stay with La Brea and Pico for you out of towners. Right? La Brea, Washington, you know, look, Roscoe's getting so much goddamn promotion. They're up here showing the chicken, the grits, and the waffles. Yes, they're delicious. Now they saying they linking it up with Pop Smoke and get home invasion. And that's why, look, I'm trying to tell you. The thing in common is this. And I'm going to keep it a billion with you, nigga. Stay off social media. Stop letting people know where you're at and where you're going and shit all the damn time. Nigga, I move like the CIA, nigga. I don't, nigga, fuck all that for some views. Real shit, nigga. Nigga, move in silence, inconspicuous. You might as well do a Michael Jackson to put on a disguise, nigga. Because when niggas know you and they hungry, this is a prime example, nigga. We got to move smarter, man. Damn. The Wee Man Chronicles, man. I'm going to get the breezer up on here and, let's pause for the calls. Matter of fact, let's show our respect to PNB Rock. Let's show his respect. Give him a moment of silence.